Hello and welcome to another episode of My Family's Dirty Laundry,
where we air out your family's mess so you don't have to.
I'm Mia Silver.
And I'm Emma Davis.
And we invite you to sit back, relax, and listen to the drama unfold. Welcome to a nice stormy day on the heels of some nice hot days.
That seems to be the pattern.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of over it.
The amount of tornado warnings we've had this year, I'm like, can we not, please?
Yeah. I feel like this is like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
In the last month, I would say. Or two. It's crazy.
Do you ever just think about how you would like suffocate if you got sucked up in a tornado and then you'd probably die?
Not that specifically, but I do think about how in elementary school we had like fire drills and lockdowns and also tornado drills where
yes.
They lined us up against the wall. We had to squat on our like knees. We had to like sit with our legs tucked up under us. And we had to hunch over and face the wall and put a textbook over our heads.
That's really going to protect you, Emma.
No, I think about that a lot, actually. Like, when someone's like, that's my Roman Empire or whatever. Like, that, literally, like, what was that going to do?
I love that.
But you hear about the kids that were, like, in school during, like, Cold War and stuff. And they had, like, atomic bomb drills mm-hmm. where they just, like, hid under their desks. And I was like, I hate to break it to you guys.
That's not gonna do jack shit.
Yeah, I think about that too. It's like, okay, at least tornadoes, we stood a chance maybe in a cinder block school. I don't know.
Not a bomb though.
Yeah, not an A-bomb for sure.
An A-bomb? I've never heard anyone call it that.
Really?
Really?
I thought that's what they like.
A-bomb. I don't know.
Isn't it like A-bomb is the atomic bomb, but isn't like H-bomb?
Hydrogen?
I think so.
I don't know. I'm not well-versed in my bombs.
I don't know. I've just watched a handful of things that involve like apocalypse type stuff.
Ah.
Like I just binged all of the... This is so stupid.
No, go for it.
I just binged all of the like Godzilla and Kong movies.
Yes!
There's like five of them.
Uh-huh.
And like this like one specific... But they're huge, like, that's how, I'm pretty sure that's, like, the origin of Godzilla was, like, he kind of is, like, a byproduct of Japan being nuked.
Oh.
I think, or at least in some versions of Godzilla, I don't know. But in these, like, more, like, the American versions, in this, like, one, it's called the Monsterverse, I had to, like, go on Reddit and be like, what order do I watch these in? But a lot of these monsters, like, feed on different things. So they were all, like, using, like, all these, like, nuclear weapon slang and stuff.
Interesting. Wow. You find the coolest little niches and you just go for it.
I just, like, I feel like once a year or so, I just, like, I don't watch a ton of movies. But, like, once a year, I'm like, you know what? This new movie's coming out. I have the AMC A-list, if anyone is familiar.
Yes.
So it's like, and sometimes I forget that I have that, and it's just as a recurring payment, and then sometimes I'm like, I can go to the movies for free. What am I doing? So, like, last year, I sat and I watched all of the Fast and Furious movies, because the 10th one was coming out in theaters, and I was like, I gotta go see this. But I can't just, like, go see number 10 in
right.
the series without watching 1 through 9, plus the spinoff that they had.
Oh my
with
God.
The Rock.
Oh, wait, The Rock's in a spinoff? I've never seen a Fast
the
and
Rock's
Furious.
The Rock's in a handful of the movies plus the spinoff. He's
gotcha.
A cop.
Gotcha. He's a cop?
Yeah. Oh. So that's, like, I didn't know that going into the franchise. I had no idea. I just knew, like, cars blew up and they went fast and, like, whatever. But, like, the first movie, like, it's based in the little blonde guy who passed away a couple years ago. But you know
yeah.
what I'm talking about. The one. He started as an undercover cop trying to bust, like, a smuggling and, like, car racing, like, gang. And that's how, like, the first movie started. Was, like, he's like, I'm gonna join the gang. But it turns out that he was, like, an undercover cop trying to bust them.
See, I had no idea it was that complex.
I know! I had no idea that there was lore and actual plot. I just thought, like, cars went vroom.
Yeah, literally. I thought they just raced and that was that.
Yeah, so then recently I was like, oh, I want to go see the new Godzilla and Kong, King Kong movie. And I was like,
uh-huh.
I'll watch all the movies leading up to it. And I did it. And it was fine. But it was just, like, sometimes I just do stupid, like, I just have to, like, watch a whole stupid franchise.
As you should. As is your God-given right.
Yeah, it's like, if it's all on streaming, I'm going to take advantage of that.
Yeah, you're paying for the stream and might as well use it.
Exactly.
Well, for today, I have an Am I the Asshole? This comes from user AggravatingBat314, and the title is Am I the Asshole for Being Disrespectful, in quotation marks, and telling my parents good luck with that when they tried to ground me?
Probably. Like, I know my mom listens to these episodes on occasion, and so Mom, if you happen to listen to this one, you can laugh at this. But I feel like I generally didn't talk back as a kid. Like, I don't know, like, in my head, like, that I couldn't imagine. Like, no. If I was at a friend's house and they said that, I would have, like, gasped. I'd be like, like...
Some of the things I hear my students say to their parents, like, my jaw is on the floor.
I mean, like, I'm sure I was, like, the angsty teenage. I mean, I know I had my issues as a person. But I really don't think I, like, talked back, definitely not regularly. And if I did, like, have, like, one of those, like, storm out moments, I feel like I got in trouble for it.
And
like, it was, like, a one-off. I was like, oh, I'll never do that again. Like, got it.
For my mom who listens to these, we all know I'm a perfect angel and I never talked back, so it's okay. Right. Oh no, my dog is barking. Hold on 1 second. Okay, I think we're good, but audience, if you hear my dog bark, I'm sorry.
The dogs just want to be guests on the pod.
They do. They want their voice to be heard.
They have thoughts and opinions.
My one pit bull, for a fact, does talk back to me every day. I know that for sure. No, He steps on my throat in the morning because he sleeps in our bed, which I know you're not supposed to have dogs in your bed. But he sleeps in our bed, and then when it's time for his breakfast, he steps on my head.
That's crazy. Yeah. Like, my parents' dogs are little, like 15, 20 pounds little. And, like, when they step on you, I swear to God, they figure out a way to, like, either find a pressure point or, like, mm-hmm. distribute all of their weight onto one little paw.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine a pit bull. I would, like, simply... I would be jostled awake so aggressively, like, that dog would get thrown just on instinct. Like, it would just startle me every time.
Yeah, I try to throw him or push him, but he's 60 pounds of pure muscle, so he ain't going anywhere.
That's fair. Fair enough.
All right, but without further ado, I live at home while going to university. I'm in my final year, and I have a job lined up after I graduate. My parents have been charging me rent since I was 16. I have a small company that makes me about $60,000 a year. I started it in high school. It is one of the reasons I graduated early from high school and why I got attention from recruiters. My parents said that since I was earning adult money, I could take on adult responsibilities. I thought that was fair, so I paid for all my own stuff starting at age 16. Not university. I got a scholarship, and the rent they charged me was minor, $300 a month. But I basically considered my room to be completely mine after that. I kept it tidy because I like it that way, but they had no say in when I cleaned it. When I did my laundry, other than to not do it at a time when I would disturb the family, for example, 3 a.m. I think the English on that is weird, but basically, they did their laundry whenever. I bought food for myself and ate when I wanted. They tried to say I was separating myself from the family, but I saw it more as having my own schedule. This year for spring break, I went down to Mexico with friends. My parents were upset because they were hosting a big Easter family get-together. When I got back, they said I was behaving badly by not being around for a family gathering. I said it was my last spring break in university and that I was not responsible for their schedule. They said I was grounded, and I laughed and said good luck with that. I went to my room and locked the door. They tried banging on it for my attention, but I'm done. My grandfather came over to talk to me later. He is the one who helped me get my company started, and he is always there for me. He said that I was rude to my parents when they were trying to be there for me. I asked him how much rent he charged my mom when she lived at home. He said it was ridiculous to think he would charge his kids rent. I told him that I had been paying rent for 4 years. He went into the house and I heard a fight. When he came out, he said I need to treat my parents with more respect, but that since they are my landlords, they do not have a say over how I spend my time. I'm avoiding my parents for now and I'm renting on Airbnb right now until I graduate. I took everything that was important to me and I left $600 for the last 2 months I had planned on being there. They keep calling me, but I am currently getting ready to move for my new job. I don't have the energy to deal with them. And that's the end.
Living in an Airbnb is crazy. I can't imagine how expensive that is. Like, that feels like, I mean, they probably, this person obviously has money because they don't have crazy expenses. Like, they are paying rent and stuff, but it's like $300 and they have good income coming in.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they are paying for... No, they had a scholarship. Never mind. I think having your kid, like, pay rent or whatever, like, to help with, like, help offset the cost of, like, groceries for another person and, like, the bills for another person is fine if they're, like, 18 or, like, had graduated college and they're kind of, like... But, I mean, a 16-year-old is still in high school.
Exactly.
Like, 16, I think, is too young for that. Like, a little... And I think it helps, like... I could see the argument where, like, paying something like that is, like... It helps teach responsibility. Like, they know to, like, have to, like, set aside a certain amount of money to, like, do X, Y, and Z every month. And, like... But not... I don't think at 16. I think 16's too young for that sort of thing.
Definitely. And, I mean, I guess that opinion is also coming from someone who... I don't even make $60,000 in my full-time current job at age 26. But I mean, I guess if I had a kid in my house making $60,000 a year, like, I'd be tempted to ask them, well, but they earned it. I don't know.
I mean, 16 is like, they've not even, like, they're doing their thing. I get it. And, like, maybe if the parents do need help, but it didn't sound like they did.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And, like, I know I've had friends that were, like, I don't know if it was during college or, like, the year or so after college that they, like, went back home to live. But, like, they had to pay rent to their parents, but their parents turned around and gave it back once they moved out. Like, they were basically putting it into, like a small amount of rent each month for, like, the kid was paying them.
Uh-huh.
And they were just setting it aside. And then once the kid was ready to move out, they were like, okay, here's this money. And it, like, went to, like, a security deposit or, like, stuff to get for the apartment they were moving out into.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't go to, like, they were able to support the kid without having to need the rent. It was more of, like, a true, like, teaching moment. Like, okay,
right,
once you're out on your own, you're gonna have to know how to, like, pay for these things monthly and set, no, you know, you can't just blow your entire paycheck because you do have, like, certain things that are always going to be recurring costs,
don't you though?
yeah
I love that they sent Grandpa in too to, like, talk reason into him, and then Grandpa was like, wait, they've been charging you rent, and then went and fought them too.
I know, I thought Grandpa was gonna be like, you entitled children or something, but
kids
Grandpa
nowadays
was on our side. Oh, yeah, kids these days, they just expect to be a kid and not have to live in their parents' house, like, not have to pay to live. I don't know, 16's crazy.
Yeah. Definitely. Like, I get what you're saying, like, post-college or university, as they say in this post. Like, moving back, my mom, bless her soul, did not make me do that. But, like, I get the argument for doing that.
Yeah, especially if, like my friend's parents who just turned around and, like, gave it back.
Yes, that's the way to do it, I think.
I think that's cool. Like, I was, like, when I learned that, I was like, oh, okay, you know. And also, once you are making your kid do that, you basically, yeah, you are the landlord. Like, it is hard to ground a 21 or 22-year-old person who's, I mean, for all intents and purposes, like, entirely self-sufficient.
Yeah. And, I mean, Easter, in my opinion and experience, is such, like, a minor holiday. Like, it's not like you miss Christmas or anything. Like, just missing Easter lunch, like, who cares?
Yeah, and it didn't sound like, oh, well, we always do a huge to-do. Like, it wasn't like, it was probably, like, the trip to Mexico was probably planned first than whatever little Easter thing. Like, Easter was on the calendar for forever.
Yeah.
But, like, who knows what the family plans were? Like, when were those made? When were those finalized? The trip, I mean, who cares?
Yeah. And especially, like, once you've booked a trip, plane, hotels, like, some of that shit isn't refundable, so.
Yeah, and, I mean, you're only so flexible with a university, like, spring break schedule. Like,
yeah,
they have the 1 week, and if that happens to fall on Easter, sorry.
So, I personally think not the asshole, yeah, but maybe he should work on his communication skills.
Yeah, and it sounds like they're about to move for work, so it's probably going to be a non-issue. I think once you get out from the house and, like, it's fine. I think it'll kind of simmer out a little bit.
Right.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Well, the two ways are they're either going to never talk to each other again, or they're going to figure it out.
I hope they figure it out.
Yes, I hope so, too. But that is what I have for today. What do you have for me?
Mine is also, like, semi-college. It's college-related. Yours was, like, semi-college-related. But it was recently found out that I, 17 male, got into my brother's, 19 male, former dream university, which he did not get accepted to last year, feeling guilty about really wanting to go now.
Oh, no. Okay.
And this is from user Cow Kick Cocaine, but with all K's instead of C's. So it's K-O-K-A-I-N-E.
Interesting.
And cow is K-O-W.
Okay.
So, my brother Mike, 19, for a long time, had a dream university that he wanted to go to. I'm not quite sure when or why he settled on this choice, but from about the time he was a freshman, he was working to get to this particular school. Unfortunately, he didn't get into the school, and he was really upset about it. He spent the better part of a month absolutely miserable, but he snapped out of it eventually. Mike went to his second choice university, which this year was ranked higher than his first choice, and got particular recognition for the program that he's in. He had a really good year, he loved it, and made a ton of friends, and got really good grades too. This year, I was applying to universities, and I applied to Mike's old top choice. One of my teachers, who has actually never met Mike, recommended it and really encouraged me to apply. I was hesitant at first because it was Mike's school, but he's also a lot smarter than I am, so I figured if he couldn't get in, then I wouldn't either, although I applied for a totally different program from him. I didn't tell Mike or my parents, or anyone but my teacher really, that I was applying, and I recently found out that I got in. At first, I was happy. I mean, it's by far the best university I got into, and all those years of Mike talking it up made me like it as well, I guess. But now I'm feeling guilty. I guess for applying, it's like I'm stealing his dream or something, I don't know. I haven't told anyone I got in yet. I wanted to talk to Mike about it first, but my dad had to go away for work and he had a layover at the closest airport to the university, and Mike made this joke about the city being the town which must not be named, and said he would have taken the other route, which had a layover three times as long in another airport just to avoid being in that city. So he obviously still has feelings about it. Normally, I speak to my brother first about everything. He's the one I go to for advice, but I can't do that now. I do really like the university, and I want to go. And I have to make that decision ASAP to sort out housing and everything else. But I'm worried that my going might affect my relationship with my brother. I don't want it to seem like I'm stealing his dream or whatever. How should I approach him about this? Should I just tell my parents first?
Okay, so maybe I missed it at the beginning, but why does he want to go to this college so bad? I know his brother talked it up, but is there any other reason?
It looks like it was just like his brother's dream school that his brother did not get into.
Right.
And then he applied to a different program at it, didn't really think, I guess it's a really good school.
Okay.
And he didn't think he'd get in, but then he ended up getting in. And so it seems like this is a good school. I don't know.
I don't know, this feels kind of like ex-girlfriendy, like, you shouldn't date your siblings' exes, you shouldn't apply to your siblings' dream schools when they were rejected.
He's like, it's by far the best university that this kid got into.
Okay, but I don't know, I feel...
It's hard, because it's like, okay, your older siblings, like, dream school is Harvard, and they didn't get in.
Right.
And then you apply to Harvard, and you get in. Would you not go?
That's true. Like, it depends on
just because,
how...
like, and the brother has since, like, gone to a different school and is fine. And, like, is really liking it. And that school got recognition for his program that this kid is in.
I feel like it depends on how high, like, how elite the college is. Like you said, if it's, like, a Harvard. But if it's, like, a Ohio University, like, what you doing, bud?
I know. And there's this, like, this kid was, like, his older brother's, like, smarter than him. And I'm like, maybe he, like, just didn't think that he could really get into anything. I don't know. Like, maybe he was like, I don't know. I feel bad for this kid. Like, I would say, like, go to it. But there is an update.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Because I just wanted some, like, thoughts first. Because it's, like, it's hard because I'm like, is it that serious? But also, like, go. I don't know.
Yeah.
This was posted. The update came 4 days later from the original post.
Okay.
On Saturday, I was able to speak to my brother and tell him that I got into the school. He was really happy for me, like a lot of people said he would be. When I told him I got in, he gave me a huge hug and was really excited. It was such a huge relief. He asked me if it was my top choice, since he didn't know I had even applied, And I told him it was and said that we didn't have to celebrate then. He told me I didn't seem excited enough and should be really proud of myself. And he asked if it was just the shock of finding out. When I told him I found out a few days ago and he was the only one that knew, he asked me what's going on because I wasn't reacting to the great news like it was great news. I admitted that I worried about telling him because I didn't want him to be mad. We talked about it and he basically said what everyone in the comments said, that he's proud of me and happy for me. I mentioned that I got into a different program than his and my requirements were lower, and he told me not to downplay my success and to stop worrying about him being mad because he wasn't. He told me that when I told our parents, he wanted me to be more confident and proud of myself because I did something great. Yesterday while we were hanging out at his buddy's house, he told me I should tell them the news. When I didn't want to because I hate talking about myself, he asked if he could tell them, which I told him was okay. They were all happy for me too. Honestly, his reaction was better than I even hoped for, but looking back, I should have expected it from him because that's always the type of brother he's been.
I'm like tearing up over here. That's so cute.
I know, like him being like so worried that like his brother was gonna be jealous, and he's like, well, the like requirements were lower, so it's like really not that big of a deal. Like, I didn't, and he was like, shut up, like, you did a good thing, I'd be proud.
What a good big brother.
I know, and when he said that, like, he didn't want to talk about it with his friends, and the brother's like, well, can I?
Brother's like, well, I'm gonna brag on you if you won't.
Yeah, I thought that was, like, a really sweet little follow-up.
That is really sweet. Wow, look at that. Some families are functional and good.
Yeah, I think that little brother was just, like, nervous for no reason. Like, oh, poor little guy. He was probably stressing out.
Probably. Like, he probably lost sleep over this, but I'm glad he did finally, like, feel comfortable enough, or maybe not comfortable enough, but, like, decided to tell his brother.
Yeah, and big brother sounds cool. So, like, that was a sweet little moment.
I love that. Let's all strive to be that big brother.
Yes. His name in the Reddit post is Mike, but I don't know if that's his real name or not.
We'll go Mike. That sounds legit. Very cute. All right, well, should I take us on out for today?
Yeah, I think that's a good, nice, positive note to end on.
Look at us ending happy. Thank you so much, listeners, for listening today. We hope you enjoyed, and we would love it if you would come back and listen again next week.
Yeah, we can even share some of your stories. All you have to do is just shoot us an email at mfdlpod@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on TikTok and Instagram at MFDLPod and on Facebook at My Family's Dirty Laundry. Until next week, I'll see you later.
See ya.